My privilege this afternoon to switch over to Dr. Robert Munyan near Umhlanga in KwaZulu-Natal, talking about the beautiful book, The King and His Kingdom Now. Dr. Robert, good afternoon and welcome.
A very good afternoon from Durban, and thank you for having me on this afternoon.
It's a pleasure having you on this afternoon, sir, and thank you for the insights you do give in this book, which is such an influence in our time, and for every believer, I believe, to read The Kingdom and His Kingdom Now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it all about, sir?
This project began pre-COVID-19. I was praying on the floor, and I always have a piece of paper and a pen while I'm praying. And the Holy Spirit gave to me 8 chapters of the table of content, but I had no content. I tried to look around to find content for the table of content, and I found that all the other books were not talking about a sovereign king. And the church has always viewed the kingdom of God to be in the future. Therefore, the book is called Kingdom Now, at this present reality of the history of our life, God is King.
Dr. Robert, why would you say it's essential for Christians to grasp this idea in our time?
It is important for all believers because we have always been taught about the kingdom in the future. And there are several groups that only preach of a futuristic king and kingdom. As I examined the scriptures for myself, 162 times the word king and kingdom synonymously used in the New Testament, more than the church itself. So I found that to be strange, that now that I'm a senior citizen, to find that the king and his kingdom is a present reality as well as a future reality. And therefore I believe that believers all over South Africa and the nations of the world need to embrace that he governs now. Simply, the kingdom of God is God's governance over all things. And God's authority, God's power, is all in the now. And there is a future dimension of the kingdom when Jesus comes. That's the fullness of the kingdom. But now, we, like Nicodemus in John chapter 3, did not ask Jesus, how do I get into your church? He asked Jesus, how should I get into your kingdom? So this is what startled me, that 162 times the word kingdom is mentioned more than the church. The church is only the vehicle to salvation and entering the kingdom. That's why I think it's a very important subject for present-day ministers and pastors to get a hold of, and so we too can walk in the authority of the king, representing him in every facet and dimension of life.
Dr. Robert, how would you very practically tell the church through your book as you wrote it to focus for to have the church to focus on moving forward and resetting its emphasis from building the church to expanding the kingdom of God?
There are some practical ideas in the book. And I think that as they read this book, they're going to find tools. They're going to find ways of prayer. They're going to find that they can use the Lord's Prayer. When the disciples came to Jesus, they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come to the earth as it is in heaven." It is my belief that when Adam and Eve were in Eden, the word Eden in the Hebrew means paradise. That paradise was not somewhere in the sky. That it was a present reality for Adam and Eve, who lost their relationship with God, and they lost their dominion. But what the King of the Kingdom, Jesus, does, comes into the world and gives the believer authority to live a life that is bound by the kingdom. And to pray the kingdom is to say that the heavens and earth must close the gap. The heavens of the heavens are God's abode. But he's always loved man. And when Jesus came into this world, he went to the cross, crucified, put into a tomb, resurrected the third day, and went up into heaven and said to the disciples, "Hey, men of Galilee, why do you look up? For the same Jesus that you see will come again." We can teach the believer to pray. And then he handed down the authority to every Christian to deal with issues in each one of our lives, in the environment we are in, to talk and know that when we call on our Father and Jesus the King is present to help us with that which we are struggling with. The world is configured in a way to cut off the believer. But it is the joy of God to give to redeem mankind the authority and power in prayer to institute against their troubles and trials and heartaches and pain. So that's why I think that God's government, which is his kingdom, his authority and his power helps each one of our lives in a very special way. And each one of us are special to God. And therefore, he wants to be with us, in us, and demonstrate himself in our lives through trials and joy, through happiness and peace, a peace that cannot be shaken. The world cannot sell this peace. It comes from the Lord Jesus. We are unshakable in a day of trial. Habakkuk says in chapter 3, We were born for the day of trouble. And I tell you, historically, for all of us, we are in changing times. But the God whom we serve, who is King, does not change. And his relationship through the blood of his Son with every believer is something marvelous and wonderful to watch. As I have preached it in my own ministry and church, and I have seen the wonderful grace and power. Empower people for life. Empower people in their marketplace.
Dr. Robert, as you just said so eloquently, our dependency must be fully in Him. Now I want to ask you the question, why would you say, and you say it in the book as well, why do we not see the power of God or the miraculous so evident in our time today?
The simple reason is that we have been taught to depend on humans. Any church system you take, there's a hierarchical, which is an obstruction, because ministers of the gospel are to empower the saints for their work in ministry and thereby, because today it is very easy when you don't have money, you can get your credit cards and go. So it doesn't take any faith at all to live. You can sit in your car and go somewhere. When you have a need for a car, you can go and take a car loan. You can take a mortgage loan. I am a miraculous lifestyle. I've died almost from 2018 every year till last year, because I had this word in my mouth that the King and his kingdom can affect the lives of people. First, people need to get the concept. They need to have the idea of God as governor. When they have that, then they can depend not on their own doings or cry out for help through other humanity, but because we have a Father with whom we have been reconciled and who answers our prayer. But today the church negates that, and believers negate that, because they are self-resourced and are able to pay debts. One of the chapters in my, the seventh chapter in my book, talks about kingdom economics. Not in the way as normal people teach the Bible for themselves, but I teach on making your money work for you, becoming entrepreneurs, becoming people conduits for the kingdom. And this is why I think it is very important. The reason for the non-miraculous and the supernatural and the uncommon that is not happening is not because God, the Holy Spirit, and Christ and the Father has not empowered us. We have become self-serving. We've become self-indulgent. And therefore, I believe with all of my heart that every minister and every believer will see the supernatural, the unnatural, the uncommon working in our lives, and seeing the grace and mercy of God. Can I just finish this section with one story?
Yes, please.
Because I started off telling you that we did this book, I started with it before COVID-19. And when COVID-19 kicked in, I got this word before, but I could not find adequate material for the way that God has given me the 8 chapters. So what does that say? That says that a lot of people do not really fully understand God's kingdom and God's love and power. God's grace and mercy is benevolence, is kindness, is generosity as king. So we look to other men for these desires. We look to other avenues to try to fill that vacuum in our hearts that only Jesus can.
Dr. Robert, where can our listeners get hold of your book? And the title of this beautiful book is, as we said, The King and His Kingdom Now by Dr. Robert Munyan. Where can they get hold of the book?
Sir, it will shortly be in stores for now. They can go on to Robert Munyan, one word, .com. And order their books. Robert Munyan, R-O-B-E-R-T, M-U-N-I-E-N, .com. And there you'll find all of my other works as Kingdom, Let Thy Kingdom Come is a part of the archives of my preaching, teaching, that is, in robertmunyan.com. That's where they can get it. Fast and quick.
Easy as that. Robert Munyan, R-O-B-E-R-T, M-U-N-I-E-N.com. And you can get that there. Dr. Robert, thank you so much this afternoon. May the Lord God Almighty just bless you and keep you, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much for this wonderful conversation, and I hope you are blessed and many who are listening will.
Thank you.
Order the book. God bless you.
And God bless you as well. Go to Robert Munyan, robertmunyan.com, for the book, The King and His Kingdom Now.